bad drinking water or something like that, and you get real severe blisters on the inside of your throat. Do you know what that is?
Is that strep throat or diphtheria?
And there's a disease that you get of your liver that makes your skin turn yellow. Do you know what it is?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. There's a disease when you have to have your appendix taken out, and say you had had an attack of
appendicitis.
You better say that one again.
Appendicitis.
If you eat something and it doesn't agree with you and it won't stay down, you'd say you had to
vomit it up.
Alright, and do you know any other things besides vomit?
Throw it up.
Alright.
That's an old saying.
I had a principal one time who said, chuck it up, something like that. And I didn't know what she was talking about. She thought it was a very polite term. If somebody's pretty bad this way and they just do it all, you know, constantly almost, you might say he's leaning over the fence and, or he leaned over the fence and
gossips.
No, he's vomiting.
Oh.
You know, he has to do it quite often, so he might say
thrown up.
Okay, what else could you use? Can you use something that's not so polite?
I don't know.
Well, that heaving, or have you heard of puking?
Long time ago, I'd forgot that. That's an old.
If a person vomited, you'd say he was sick
at his stomach.
Okay. Look at that, let me do it. Keep following. Okay, we're changing the subject. There's a girl, she's going with this guy. And she doesn't, if the guy asks her to marry him and she doesn't want to marry him, what do you say she has done to him? She tells him no, when he was expecting her to say yes. So you would say she has
really let him down.
Okay, but now they were going to get married, so in that connotation.
She stood him up.
Stood him up. Can you think of anything else? Would you ever say she gave him
a raw deal or a bad deal?
Okay. You got company?
No, I thought
it was. If they go ahead and they go through the ceremony, you'd say they are just
married.
Do you know a name for any kind of a noisy, burlesque serenade that would take place after a wedding? Real noisy and happy and jovial.
Yeah, I heard one last night, but let me see what